Welcome to the final episode of The Election in the Kingdom that will help you stay grounded in the truth of the gospel during this U.S. election period. Today, a new president has been chosen. Some are enjoying the sense of victory, but others feel the pains of defeat. However, yesterday, today, the next 4 years, the next election cycle, and those after and forevermore, Jesus is King. Let us take a moment to regain perspective and calm our souls in God's word in prayer. If you're able, go to a quiet place, turn off your notifications, and let's meet with God. Let us first take a moment to pause and be present with God. If you're able, close your eyes and remember His power, His authority, and His presence in you and all around you. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But He frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 146, verses 6 through 10. God of the promise, God who protects, God who provides, we praise you. Lord of justice and mercy, let your reign be evident here as it is in heaven. Amen. Mark 10:42 through 45 says, Jesus called the disciples together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be the first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." How jarring this statement must have been to the disciples. They are grappling with embracing Jesus as the Messiah who came to save the world. But His salvation doesn't look like toppling the Roman Empire. No, Jesus defines greatness in the kingdom of God through servitude. So much so that Jesus, the King, the ruler, the Messiah, is setting the standard by being the servant. This radical upheaval of greatness redefined continues today. Though there is a celebration of the one who votes and the one who receives the votes, our definition of greatness is the one who serves. To this standard, we hold our new president and ourselves. Whether you are confident or concerned about what the future might bring, let us remember the power of God with these words from N.T. Wright and Michael Byrd. Death was the tyrant's ultimate weapon to terrify and enslave. Yet God's power and promise of resurrection meant that the tyrant's weapon had been disarmed. Beyond that, God the Father had appointed Jesus as the Son of God in power, Messiah and Lord, and Jesus would return to judge the world with true justice. One day, empires as the world has known them will be no more. You may disagree with who will now occupy the Oval Office. Alternatively, you may be in alignment with them. Let us remember that this life is a vapor. The empires, structures, symbols, and stories of man will eventually fade. And what will remain is the glorious power, love, grace, peace, joy, and dominion of our Lord Jesus Christ. With that, we can hold on to hope, no matter what we are going to face today or tomorrow, because these realities are not restricted to eternity. They are just as true and present now as they will be after. Let us quiet ourselves once more and focus our attention and affection on our loving God and King. Almighty God, you are not surprised, shocked, or rattled by the ebbs and flows of changing earthly powers. After all, you are the one who gives and takes all authority because it belongs to you. We pray for the new president that they will be just in bringing order to the United States. With the love that you have for us, lead us in loving those around us, particularly the widow, the orphan, the poor, and the foreigner. Help us take up the mantle to which you have called us, to work for the kingdom of God and the renewal of all things back to you. Whether soul, soil, or systematic structures, we are agents and ambassadors for your kingdom. You are king and you are sovereign over all. To you be the glory, power, and strength, now and forevermore. Amen. Go now in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Walk in a manner worthy of your calling and be his carrier of hope and love to our world in need.